Let's talk about famous chefs. Food not only fills our stomachs, it also warms our hearts. It brings people from different cultures together. From professional chefs to home cooks, food lovers prepare delicious meals to share with others. Some famous chefs have changed the way we look at food.
Do you consider yourself a good cook? Or do you admit to being a bad cook?
Julia Child transformed the way America cooks, eats, and thinks about food. She is known for bringing French cuisine to the American public. She was born in the United States, but moved to Paris with her husband and fell in love with French food.
In this photo, Julia Child is checking the flavor of food. Do you test food as you are cooking?
Julia Child starred in one of the first cooking shows on American television. It was called The French Chef. She was a great TV personality and made French-style cooking easier for people to achieve. She is famous for her witty quotes, such as, "A party without a cake is just a meeting."
Julia Child's kitchen has been recreated and is on display at the Smithsonian Museum. Would you want your kitchen to be in a museum? Why or why not?
Julia's sense of humor, knowledge, and knack for teaching warmed the hearts of America. This led her to become the first woman inducted into the Culinary Institute of America's Hall of Fame. She was a beloved woman who inspired many of today's famous chefs. Edna Lewis was devoted to teaching the nation about the nuances of Southern cooking. Her cookbook, The Taste of Country Cooking, put an end to the belief that Southern food is simple and unrefined. Many modern chefs are proud to have this book on their bookshelf. Edna Lewis was especially famous for her recipe for shrimp and grits. A food critic once said, "This dish pays homage to the frugal South, but it is also worthy of damask dinner cloth. This recipe uses sherry and lemon juice, and cayenne pepper gives it a bit of a kick."
This is shrimp and grits. Would you try it? Why or why not?
As the granddaughter of a former slave, Edna Lewis was an influential voice for African Americans and their contributions to American cookery. She played a huge role in preserving Southern food traditions. James Beard was an American chef, author, teacher, and TV personality. He created the James Beard Cooking School. He taught and mentored generations of professional chefs and food enthusiasts. He was a champion of American cuisine.
This is James Beard signing his cookbook. Would you like to write your own cookbook?
After James Beard passed away in 1985, one of his former students and Julia Child preserved his house in New York. It became the home of the James Beard Foundation. The foundation provides scholarships to aspiring chefs and presents annual awards to culinary professionals.
James Beard tried to be an actor early in life, but ended up being a chef. Would you rather have a career as an actor or a chef? Why?
Myrtle Allen was a Michelin star-winning chef from Ireland. In 1964, she started a restaurant in the dining room of her own house. She called it the Yeats Room because she had several paintings by Jack Yeats.
Myrtle Allen converted the dining room of this house into a restaurant. Would you be willing to turn your house into a restaurant?
Allen used only local foods. She changed her menu daily to reflect the best offerings of the season. This was very innovative at the time. Her motto was local, seasonal, organic, flavorsome, sustainable, and superbly cooked food.
Myrtle Allen is called the mother of Irish cooking. What is your favorite type of cuisine? Irish, Italian, Mexican, German, American, something else?
Anthony Bourdain was a modern chef who was among the first to become a major celebrity. He was a television star and one of the most influential chefs in the world. Nowadays, chefs are more than just cooks. They are superstars.
Anthony Bourdain had a show featuring food from all over the world. Do you like trying ethnic foods?
Bourdain's love for food was kindled as a child while on a family trip to France. It was there that he tried his first oyster off a fisherman's boat. He was surprised that he was not only able to choke down a raw oyster, but that he loved the taste of it. He said, "My life as a cook and as a chef had begun."
Would you eat any of these raw foods? Raw oysters? Steak tartare? Raw ground beef? Sushi? Raw fish? Assenwurst? Raw Dutch sausage? Met? Raw minced pork?
From Julia Child to Anthony Bourdain, chefs have changed the way we look at food and approach cooking. The famous chefs of today owe much to the chefs that came before them. We all benefit from their tasty dishes, knowledge, and inspiring stories.
This completes our story and discussion. Would you like to do this again sometime?